Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Counting you down to Thursday night footy here on the Rush Hour with MG Liam Flanagan. Getting you ready for the Sea Eagles going up against the Broncos again. Another Thursday night game of footy for the Broncos, MG.
Yeah, that's what, three in a row. Hope they play better than last week.
Well, our producer Charlie's tipped them to win.
Yeah, Charlie's, he's drunk.
What if we told him about drinking before the show? This man hopefully has not been drinking.
Mail.
Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. G'day, Reedy.
I tip Brisbane as well.
Really?
Oh, no.
Maybe I have been drinking. What? Well, I'm a closet Brisbane fan, so I always tip them. I feel like I don't tip them on cheating on them.
I'm expecting a better performance. Obviously, they can't play worse, but I don't know. I just merely got a couple of players out, but it should be a good one.
Well, Reedy, what can you give us from the inside world of rugby league? What's moving?
Yeah, look, some good news for Bulldogs fans. Obviously, they've signed the English forward Luke Thompson for next season and a few seasons after that, in fact, and he's got massive raps on him. The Bulldogs beat a lot of teams to get him, and they've been trying to get him out here early. Now, the expectation is they could know within the next 24 to 48 hours whether that's possible. And from what I'm hearing, it's likely he could be here to help them this season. So
Wow. That's
heavy artillery for Dean Pay. He's going to have to go into quarantine for a couple of weeks. The Doggies will probably have to pay a little bit of a transfer fee for him. Now, he could be able to play for them if they get the clearance in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So huge in for the Bulldogs.
That's massive news for the Bulldogs. And the team they played on Monday, the Dragons, there's a bit of news coming out of them as well. Apparently, their captain isn't real happy, Cam McGuinness.
Just a little bit. Oh, he unleashed today, Cam McGuinness. And look, he's a good fella, Cam. And what really upset him was the talk about Jack DeBellin being a divisive figure in the Dragons camp. The fact that Jack's not able to play but been a training. And he said, look, it's just not right. He said, Jack's just like any typical player, he's not playing with the first grade team. He rips in and then he goes back to the B team and doesn't play at the weekend. He said he found it quite insulting, the suggestion that Jack DeBellin will be tearing this team apart. But I've got to say, and I asked him actually whether it was a distraction. And he said, if anyone says that's a distraction, that's just an excuse. That's a cop-out.
There you go.
I'm going to admire Cam McGuinness. Look, the Jack DeBellin issue, it could go away in a couple of weeks because he's got a court hearing on June 22.
Yep.
And they'll make a decision on that court hearing to throw the case out or to defer it until what I'm hearing is around November.
Wow.
So it's a massive hearing for Jack DeBellin and for the Dragons, because if you ask coaches in the NRL, they will tell you Jack DeBellin's the most important player in that football team. They haven't had him for 18 months.
Well, they don't have him, but they've got to focus on the people they do have. Tristan Saylor, reports came out yesterday from Michael Chanis at the SMH saying that Tristan wants a change of scenery, wants away from the Dragons.
Look, I don't know if Tristan wants to leave the Dragons. My sense is that he wants to stay. He hasn't asked for a release. We should make that clear. He just wants a chance. Mm. He's not getting a chance at the moment. And that's the issue, I think. I think, obviously, there's a level of frustration that he's not getting an opportunity. There isn't an offer on the table for him, from what I understand, for next year. When the Dragons said a while ago they did want to keep him. So I'm sure all those things combined together that make him a pretty frustrated young bloke. But my feeling is that he doesn't want to go. He just, in the end, if an offer doesn't come, he doesn't get an opportunity, he doesn't have a choice. He's got to leave. So I think that's where it stands. As I said a little while back, they said they wanted to keep him, but it hasn't progressed. So I'm sure Tristan's just frustrated.
Reedy, AFL gets fans back this weekend. NRL, what's the latest on that? Peter Vlandis a while back said July was the goal date. Where is it at with fans being allowed through the gates?
Well, look, I'm at the Central Coast tonight, and there's some fans at this game, not a lot, about just over between 100 and 200. But the word is the NRL wants to be back at home grounds from round 8. So originally was scheduled to be hoping to get back to home grounds in round 10. They brought that forward a couple of weeks. The aim is to have home grounds at round 8. And if that happens, then I would think it's only a matter of time before we see larger crowds being allowed into games. So hopefully in a couple of weeks that might be able to happen.
Fantastic. Wow, that's remarkable considering where we were, 8 weeks ago. We can have fans in the grounds. That's just, even tonight, the Rudy at Central Coast Stadium, having fans there, it'd be even better, atmosphere as well. That'd be great.
Brent Reed will be sidelined for tonight's game. Thursday night footy, Broncos Seagulls, we're counting you down. The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.